of these guys have no training and no experience. But this week, they're turning a house into a five-star restaurant. One by one, they will be hosting the rest of the members to serve a three-course meal. At the end of the night, they will secretly score each other, and whoever gets the highest score on average will win £5,000. I'm your narrator for this series, and I'll be dissecting everything these schmucks do. Previously, Sharky's restaurant recreated the vibe of a traditional Somali household. The boys were impressed with the atmosphere, and even more so with the special guest. With very few criticisms from the boys, Sharky scored himself first place with 3.6 out of 5 stars. But today is the finals, so this last host will have to put more heart and soul into this than he would a Chris Brown karaoke. It's Chunks.
Hello and welcome to Mondial by Chunks. Come inside, man. It's the final night. And that's obviously the night you guys have been looking forward to, because I've been talking a big talk. I have. I'll be honest, I have. But it's my night, and this is where the funks, this is where it's going down. Over here on the right, we have the dining room, where the boys are going to be sitting and eating. It's not properly spruced up and done up just yet. This is the most important room in the whole place. I'll be very honest with you. This is the kitchen. The pièce de résistance. Yes, I know, I'm fluent in French. This is where the damage is going to be happening. I'm going to try my best to keep it as clean as possible, because you know a proper chef cleans up after himself. He has a clean table, and that is the aim today.
Speaking of clean, Chunks is going to be looking clean himself after getting into his cooking attire. A throwback for the real ones.
I forgot to tell you guys, but today it is a red carpet event. Yep, kick that out the way. Again. How long is this? Hopefully it's all the way to the end. Oh, that's lovely. Oh my God, that's perfect. That's the red carpet already complete, but guess what? We're gonna go inside this dining room and see how we can zhuzh it up even further. All right, so as you can see, the room does look kind of bare, kind of plain.
The room doesn't stay bare for long, as Chunks decks it out with red velvet and gold touches, creating the perfect atmosphere for fine dining. Now the decor's done, it's time to find out what's on Chunks' menu.
The restaurant's called Mondial by Chunks, and Mondial, for people that don't understand, is French for global. Starters from the US, burgers, Wagyu sliders, a tender melt in your mouth Wagyu beef patty, perfectly seasoned and served on a soft toasted bun, brioche to be specific. And then the mains, we have a chicken McCarney. If you don't know what that is, basically a butter chicken for you people that aren't really educated on that front. We have a juicy chicken simmered in a rich, creamy tomato based sauce infused with aromatic spices. Also gonna add a pillow rice on the side, and of course, parathas. And then a dessert, we're taking it back to England, the UK, sticky toffee pudding. But obviously we also call it timir cake in Somali, and obviously it's like a very, I think it's an Arab culture as well, because we're adding dates into the toffee pudding.
Being the Michelin star chef that he is, Chunk starts with his dessert first, ignoring his first two courses.
With dates, you're gonna have to make sure you de-pip them. Now that's probably not a word, but I like to just have fun.
Chunks de-pips his dates before slicing them up and adding them to the blender with some hot water and bicarbonate of soda.
Whilst that's just having a conversation with each other, you want to leave it for about 20 minutes, and then that's when we start prep for the actual cake.
On to prepping the mains as Chunks fries his onions. Then he gently adds garam masala, turmeric, and cumin.
So we're going to want to wrap this away for later, because when the boys get nearer in the time, I think when it's time to actually start prepping the main course, then we'll cook it down even more and make the butter chicken, etc, etc.
As Chunk starts to move on, he's realized he's missed something.
I messed up, guys. I was meant to prep the chicken first. Now, I got a lot of chicken, bloody hell. We're going to look at this chicken and make sure it's in the sizes that I like it, because it has to be kind of fine. I'm seeing veins and blood and stuff. And cut off tenders and all that bull we don't want. And now it's going to be time to put the marinade all over it, leave it in the fridge for about an hour, and we're going to let the flavours just kind of amalgamate, almost. If there's a bit of spillage, don't worry, man. Don't get nervous, don't get shy. And this sounds a bit like something. Good times. I'm just joking. It's a joke.
With the chicken marinating, Chunks covers the bowl and puts it in the fridge to chill.
Chicken in there. Now it's time to prep the beef.
After all the prep, Mondial's opening is only moments away as the first guest, Kenny, arrives. And to match his luxury theme, Chunks has a surprise on arrivals to make his guests feel like kings.
Kenny. Over here, Kenny.
What?
Yes, Kenny.
Look at me, Kenny. Over here.
What is going on?
Right up here,
Kenny.
Right up here. Kenny, what are you wearing today?
So right now, I am wearing, 50,000 Versace trousers, 100,000 Louis V, black t-shirt, got to keep it humble, Primark. Hey, cool, that was interesting. That was actually fun, I like that. felt like a star. Wait. Do I go around or what, open?
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Oh my. Hey!
This is it.
Come back.
Has to say I was welcomed with some nice singing. I didn't like, you know, what they used to describe me, Mr. CTE. But you know what? I'll let him off. It's still early.
Now he's ready for the occasion. Kenny gets changed into a suit provided by Chunks.
He's really going for the 5-star vibe tonight. You know, fine dining, fine food. And I'm excited.
Back in the kitchen, Chunks adds brown sugar, butter, and maple syrup to a bowl.
Looks about one there.
Then whisks together. After adding flour, baking powder, and salt to another bowl, he combines the two before blending and adding his date mixture. Finally, he pours his mixture into an oven dish and starts baking.
Cool, so we are happy to put this in the oven at 175 for approximately 40 minutes.
And with Michelin star precision, he finishes bang on time for his second guest's arrival.
Okay, let's see what Chunks has ready for me today. Oh! Hey. Hi guys, you okay? Oh, here? Oh, what's this?
Sharky, what are you wearing today?
I'm wearing Primo, actually. Primo, yeah? Family Club, yeah.
How are you feeling about today?
I feel great. I mean, this is the final episode, and I think I'm expecting good things, yeah.
Do you think Chunks can win?
I think he can come second, for sure.
Thank you, Sharky. Yes,
Last one, please. Look back, please.
Okay.
One for me.
Cool.
Quick.
Oh, Sharky's eyes, they sparkle bright, like twinkling stars in the moonlight.
They drink
it more than we can know.
And what?
NSGS is the best.
One more time.
For Sharky's eyes, they sparkle bright. They drink it more than we can know.
And what?
NSGS is the best show.
Let's just go upstairs to get changed.
Feeling overwhelmed, Sharky gets changed into his suit.
Oh, the arrival was good. You know, I got papped, which is nice. Red carpet, good vibes. Song, you know, I never really dressed this nice, so it's good to sometimes dress up in case people forgot that we can dress.
Meanwhile, in the dining room.
So, how's everyone? See, this is why I'm not first, because it's just boring.
Oh dear, it looks like he's found something unwanted in his drink.
What is that? That's not good, Chunks. I don't even know if I can drink that, you know. But I am thirsty, so I'm still going to drink it. Ooh, that is very nice.
And just like that, all sins are forgiven in time for his first bit of company.
Interesting.
And it's clear to see how much they enjoy each other's company.
I'm sitting as far away from this. I'm sitting right here.
Here come the final two, Nico and AJ.
Wow. Oh, wow.
The arrival was very pleasant. There seems to be a lot going on. If this is a clue to what we've got in store today, then I'm very, very excited.
Oh, we got shades, right, Nico?
No English.
What are you wearing today?
No hubble English.
And are you looking forward to it today?
Hombre. Not gonna lie, we started off pretty well. We had paparazzi waiting for us outside.
Do you think Chunks can win this?
Mi amigo, no hablo inglés.
The most confusing thing about everything that's happening outside is the fact that the interviewer, he's a bit of a weirdo and he's only asking AJ questions. He's completely ignoring me.
Hello, come join us. Come, jump in. Hey!
We also made a new friend.
Come in. Thank you.
Chunks.
Who quickly got cancelled right after he found his fame. We found some racist tweets online of him, and yeah, he didn't last long.
Oh, AJ makes us laugh and cheer. Come in,
man.
Let's go.
One more time, guys. Let's do it again.
No questions asked of me.
Us laughing, cheer.
We love his jokes. We left in tears.
Yes.
Plays the door and he is packing. And it just beats.
Great, where's our goal?
All right, Joseph. Let's go up there.
Yeah.
Change.
I was greeted with some singing as I entered the house. I'm not going to lie to you, it was terrible. But I pretended it was good and started dancing. But you know, I like the effort. I think it's pretty good.
Genuinely didn't like the singing?
No, hated every minute of it.
Why?
First we get into the door, I'm hearing people singing. Make me sick. What are we celebrating? Are you walking inside?
AJ's just been allowed to go inside. The interviewer didn't ask me any questions. I'm freezing.
Nico, what are you wearing today?
Shut up. Why did you wait so long to ask me a question?
I had to ask AJ first.
Why? Okay, I understand he's a superstar, but why don't I even get one?
Do you think Chunks can win this on the final day?
Well, who knows? Crazier things have happened.
Are you cold?
I'm absolutely freezing, and I don't know why I'm being made to wait outside. Why couldn't I have entered with AJ?
That's proper. I love it. Oh, that's the one, mate. Yeah, yeah.
Coming into the building, I genuinely think I was suffering from around fourth degree frostbite. It was very cold.
Can I go in or what? I'm going to start banging on that door. I'm going inside.
Only because guys you always see a better friend than ever be.
Good to see
you. Her heart's so big.
A smile so bright.
Where is he?
He's a black and he's half
white. One more time.
Only because guys you always see. Love it.
Chunks had a great surprise, which made everything okay.
So big and smile so bright.
Oh, I like that. Good welcome.
Thank you, guys. He's half white.
Right, so do you want us to come upstairs?
Okay.
Right.
We got in here.
There you go.
Thank you. Warming me up a bit. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Chunks made me change out of a suit into a suit. I mean, there is very minimal change, so it just took up time for no reason.
Now that everyone's dressed for the occasion, dinner service begins.
20 minutes late.
That's insane.
The cheek of this guy. He comes in first once this whole series.
I was on point.
Hey, how good is this drink, by the way?
Oh, he's made Shirley Temple. If you don't know me, I love Shirley Temple. This is a great start, Chokes. Well done. You've smashed it.
Did he make this drink?
Yes.
It's very nice. It's just pretty cold in here.
ST, can we get someone to fix the heating in here, please?
Yeah, as soon as possible. Yeah, thank you. If we can get that heating on, that
one. No, we'll get it. Come on now. If it's not heated, then what's the point?
Regardless, he sends his guests out into the cold to read the menu whilst he fixes the heating.
What is it? Mondial? All right, well, it would have been nicer if it was a readable word.
We've got the Wagyu sliders. Wow.
Oh, this sounds good. A tender, melt-in-your-mouth Wagyu beef patty, perfectly seasoned and served on a soft, toasted bun.
Yeah, Chunks is not only going for the win here, he's trying to get scouted by any Michelin star restaurant, clearly. Yeah, God, what, the main?
No, I think I'm going to get cancelled if I say that wrong.
For mains, we've got chicken makhani, juicy chicken simmered in a rich, creamy tomato-based sauce, infused with aromatic spices.
Anyhow he can perfect this, I'll be a very happy man.
And for desserts, we've got Chunks' sticky toffee pudding.
No, I don't want to try Chunks' sticky toffee
pudding. Okay, yeah.
That sounds a bit nuts.
Yeah, don't ever say Chunks' sticky stuff near my dessert.
A warm, moist sponge cake drenched in caramel sauce, topped with a dollop of vanilla cream for the perfect sweet finish. Oh.
Now, that sounds absolutely splendid. Marvellous.
That does sound nice.
That sounds sensational. I can't wait for the dessert.
This is the best sounding menu I've seen so far. Everything sounds amazing.
Are you going to win? Yes, of course I am. Is there any difficult questions, maybe? That was easy to answer. I'm very confident.
Confidence is always key. However, his guests seem suspicious.
Subliminal messaging. There's stars everywhere. Trying to get us stars. trying to get us more stars. Subliminal messaging.
You're right with the subliminal messaging. You know why? Look, all of us got rings, yeah?
Yeah.
He gave himself the star.
Only one of us has a star.
He gave himself the star.
He's sick.
He gave us all
everyone
rings.
Will look, there's stars, man.
I don't like that, though.
Are those kittens? Chunk seems to have picked the right distraction for his wary guests.
Would you say there's nothing better than a serotonin boost?
Of course, yeah.
Well, in that case...
We need it right now.
My favourite things are kittens. I really feel like everyone needs a good friend. So, if you want, you can play with these kittens and have one each. And just kind of enjoy yourself. And I know you're a big fan of kittens, Nico. But guess what?
Not yet.
Oh. Don't worry, you can let it play around with you.
Just watch out with the food. Oh my God.
You want, which one do you want? You want this one?
I'll take him. I like a nice little ginger cat.
Give me any.
Wagwan, bro.
Okay, wait, if you just put it, don't put him on top of me, right? Yeah, because right. Oh my God, what just touched me?
With kittens, they don't know how to control their claws. And I've dealt with one before. I'm not scared. I didn't want to get all scratched up. Very delicate little things.
And of course, Nico, I know that you're actually allergic.
Yes, I am. I am actually allergic.
That's fine, because I've got actually a peritonitis. And that means that...
Sorry for clapping.
If you are to actually get allergic... There you go, they can take that pill right now, just to make sure that doesn't...
Oh my gosh. That's my drink written off.
No worries, I'll get you another one.
Yeah, thank you. The fact that Chunks has remembered I've got an allergy and has also accommodated for that is massive bonus points. He is really looking out for me here.
So guys, is it all right if I leave you with the kittens for a while whilst I kick the starters?
Yeah.
If you need anything, just let ST know.
Bro, you're stubborn, you know. Can we talk?
My cat was a bit, I don't know, I think he had some sort of sugar rush, cat rush, if that's even a thing, because he was just all over the room. I don't even think he liked me, not going to lie, because every time I picked him up, he was scratching me. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'll leave him to himself.
My cat was really calm. So I named him Kilo because Tranquilo. My cat's very Tranquilo. So I named him Kilo. Some of the other cats were a bit crazy, but me and my cat, we really had a good bond. And I kind of miss him now. I don't know if it was a good thing bringing that or not, because now I have a big hole in my heart.
Enough of the soppiness already. Let's just see how Chunks is getting on.
All right, so the manum have all arrived. So I need to start prepping these. Not prepping, cooking. Make sure they're thin, and they can just get seared.
Chunks pan sears his burgers, flips them, then adds a layer of cheese.
You see that? This is chef. This is real stuff.
Three down, one to go. He adds the final patty to the pan.
I'm going to try this, to see how it tastes. Incredible.
The starters are ready to plate and serve.
Mushti. Okay, you know what? Goodbye, mate.
Goodbye.
All right.
It's scratchy.
Yeah.
So Chunk's got savage cats on him. Keep that in mind.
As the boys stroke their pussies for the last time, Chunks assembles his sliders using onion, lettuce, and burger sauce. Let's see what the boys think.
You guys ready for stars?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Please enjoy yourselves.
Oh wow.
Have a bite of that.
You made this?
Me from scratch, yes.
Oh my word.
That does look very good.
This looks unbelievable.
All right. Taste this, everyone.
Please just let me know what you guys think. And do you need anything, anyone?
Let me try this.
Oh. Oh, good.
So for the starters, he brought out the Wagyu sliders, which I must say, you know, from the presentation, it did look very nice. I feel like the meat was just a bit overdone, but it still tasted great. So let's not forget, it tasted great. It's just that it was just a bit overdone.
This was probably the best starter in the whole series. My personal favorite. No complaints. That was very nice.
No, very good. A little bit on the crispy side.
Is it supposed to be crispy?
Yeah, so I was trying to emulate the smash burger. Smash burgers are very thin, very crispy.
The only thing I'm going to nitpick is that the starter was a bit overcooked. The beef was a bit overcooked. It was a bit too crispy, a bit too hard, but it was still nice.
A little bit crispy, but I really like that. I feel like that vibe of a burger is something which I would eat. So, I can't complain, and I would have eaten a lot more.
I feel like 20 of these.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
That's a good sign.
Should I use this to drive my hands? Is that...
Come on now, you can use what you want. We'll get that the plates cleaned up as well.
These are very good.
And now, hoping to earn points, Chunks has a special surprise for the boys.
Guys, how's everything doing?
Truly great.
Yeah, very nice.
So I heard that you guys were cold?
Yes.
I apologise about that. This isn't my function, I just got used to it. Came here today, but it's my first day at the restaurant.
I thought this was your house, no?
So this is my house turning into a restaurant, but I'm saying this is the first day at a restaurant. What we're going to do is we're going to give you guys the second bit of entertainment, and who doesn't like a bit of TLC?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Tender loving
care. Guys, can we all come inside, please, and make sure these boys are feeling great? So what we're going to do today is we're going to make sure that everyone has a manicure, a pedicure, a facial, if you want a massage. This is what it's about. So this is the team today. Everyone's going to be assigned one person.
A massage. I'll take a massage.
I'll also take a massage, actually.
I'll also take a massage. I can't complain right now. I'm enjoying everything that's happened so far, except from the fact that it's cold.
So Chunks has brought in beauty technicians who are offering massages. I have to say, that's a great idea. Never been done before. I can't think of how he thought of it. Truly. So, bonus points for creativity.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. No, I'm glad.
Nico, are you sure she's masseuse?
Yeah, she is masseuse.
Are you 100%?
I promise you.
Right now, bro.
He saw my win last time and tried to take the ideas which I brought forward. Now I'm going to let his dirty tactics slide for now. If he does something else, then it's done.
My nails are not that bad, are they? Not
too bad. Short. Oh, amazing. Wow, this is great service.
So, guys, am I right to leave you guys here?
Yeah.
I'm going to go and just make the mains. And ST's obviously going to be here if you guys need drinks, whatever it is.
I do bite them a lot. I get told that's a bad habit.
Oh, that is nice. Oh, that's very nice.
This sentiment, however, is not reciprocated by AJ.
Now, this is one of the most disgusting things on the planet. I am here to dine. I'm not here to inhale Kenny's nails, okay? I don't know what was really going on. Everyone was getting their nails done. Massage is fine. Got understandable. That's actually pretty okay. But I was getting nails just fumes all over my area. I didn't like it. I didn't like at all.
Probably fumes gone into my drink now.
Yeah, that's fine. Extra taste.
Yeah, okay.
Extra flavor.
I've been put off here.
They were great. I mean, I had someone give me a back massage and someone doing my hands. Oh, that's a good spot.
Now, Sharky's living life.
Oh.
Back in the kitchen, Chunks adds a slab of butter to a pot of washed rice. Then he adds salt and cooks it on the hob. The next, onto the chicken. Whoops.
Okay, where's the spoon? Huh? Oops. I'm now going to start to prep the butter chicken.
He adds ghee and his pre-seasoned chicken to the pan.
Just push, push. It's a good spot. Please don't laugh at me. I'm very self-conscious about that. Don't laugh, please. Is that okay? Thank you. Keep it straight.
Are you in pain?
No, just... Please do not laugh at me. Please.
I'm going to start prepping the parathas now. This is good rice. It's good rice. I'm just so happy right now. If you want to know the trick, yeah, that's 2.5 cups of rice, 5 waters. Actually, can you just wash these, please?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Wash it?
Yes. Okay. Oh. What happened? Almost slipped.
Yeah.
You okay, yeah?
Yeah.
Good man. It looks good to me. It's cool. It's worth it. Oh. Now all that's left is the parathas. I'm good to go.
Let's see how the boys are doing after their sensual massages.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you guys.
My nails look exactly the same.
Same. I thought they were going to do the clippers.
That looks exactly... No. It looks exactly the same.
Like, bro.
I think Chunks is doing well, but I think one key thing he's kind of forgotten is hygiene.
Yes, that's been a constant theme today.
And heat. It's very cold in here still.
If only Kenny had clothes that kept him warm. But what could possibly survive the cold of the dining room? The Beta Squad Season 1 clothing. Now on sale. Not only are these clothes incredibly comfortable and temperature proof, but they also directly fund the Beta Squad to making bigger and better videos. Go to betasquad.store right now to get the collection yourself and join the greatest community of all time.
That's why we had to have these dressing
gowns. You know what? Let's put these on so that we can show that we're all sat here wearing.
In the kitchen, Chunks adds double cream to his chicken makarni for the finishing touch. You better make it quick before the boys have any more complaints.
Look at that, guys. If you tell me that doesn't look good, then I don't know what you're talking about. Be careful with this, because if you move around too much, the double milk just kind of...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It moves about a bit, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We want to keep up the presentation.
Presentation.
It's very important to me.
Great.
Presenting Chunks' chicken makhani served with rice and paratha.
You bring the rices?
Yeah.
And I bring this. Cool. I'll go in first. You ready? Guys, are you ready for your mains?
Oh, yes, we are.
We are ready.
Sure you wouldn't mind sharing the rices? I got enough for four people, but everyone gets their own butter chicken.
Of course, that'd be great.
Okay.
Oh, that looks good. Do you have, like, naan bread?
If I'm not the guy.
Oh, you do?
Of course I do. Oh. I've got, actually, paratha.
Oh, perfect. I wouldn't mind.
Incredible.
Now, Chunks has really outdone himself here with a butter chicken. I think he might be the first Somali guy to ever make a butter chicken.
That looks beautiful.
There's no way. The presentation on this
looks restaurant worthy.
And then if we got the parathas here, of course.
And you made these?
No, I didn't make the parathas from scratch.
You didn't make these?
Not from scratch, no. Everything else.
If I could get this spoon replaced because the cat was walking all over this stuff.
Oh, brother, of course.
I'm just questioning the hygiene of the plate because cats, they're absolutely amazing creatures, so cute, but they dance around in their own poo. Chunks, honestly, this looks incredible.
Yeah.
I talk about looking like a restaurant. This looks like it came from the most divine Indian restaurant.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. I'm absolutely wiped out, though.
I honestly felt like I was at an Indian restaurant for the main course. The rice was perfect, and the butter chicken was unbelievable. The chicken quality was great. The sauce was amazing. I honestly have zero complaints. I think I was the best main course all week.
This is top tier. I'll be honest with you, this is top tier.
Wow. That was 10 star.
This is damn good, man. Oh my gosh. That dish was worth the wait. 10 out of 10. The best dish of the series. I'm being serious. You guys should have tried it yourself. I felt like I was in an Indian restaurant. 5-star cuisine.
This is absolutely phenomenal. I'll tell you that for free.
You know, it's going well when the whole room's silent.
Not always, Chunks.
You know what they say, right? When the room's silent, the silence, I want to eat myself alive and die. I just feel like they hate it.
That is what I needed.
With the main course going down a treat, it's time to get back to the theme.
So guys, we've had a great week. And for that reason, I feel like we should commemorate it with an awards night. There are four nominations.
Four nominations, okay.
All right, so are you guys ready for the awards night?
Yes.
Of course.
Everyone's dressed proper and prim. Yes.
Yep.
So it's right.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, for one night only to the Beta Squad House to 5-Star Restaurant Series Awards, where we look back at some of the best and worst moments of the series. And here are the nominees for Best Song Performed at a Dinner Table.
What the hell? I saw a hedgehog.
That's Leon.
But that song, which was a great, great, great song, of course. Nominee number two is Nico's Night.
Oh, I know which one.
One, two, three, This one is glowing over there.
Oh, over there.
Yeah. Which is obviously Nico's Day, which for me, I don't want to start saying stuff. For me, that's my favorite. The third option is obviously from last night, Sharky's one, which was...
There's a spider.
Which obviously would mean if you vote for that, then Sharky wins the award. So guys, there are three options. Please, I will be...
Wait, the person who wins the award is the person who wasn't involved.
They deserve it because they were cooking, slaving away. We managed to get the inspiration from their night.
I
feel like they deserve it.
While they consider the winner of award one, we have our next category, which is most improved.
Now, we obviously did a Come Dine With Me last year. Quite similar to this, but obviously it's not exactly the same. And I just want to see who, in your opinion, you feel deserves the most improved. Again, I'm actually not part of this. I'm just here to enjoy, so no, you can't go.
Okay, cool.
I'm the host at the end of the day.
Here are the nominees. Kenny in Italian Stallion. Sharky in Somaliland, AJ in Safari Fury, and Nico in Nicky Nonka. And for the final category, we have Worst Meal.
Now, there are three options in my head, but obviously you can choose whatever you want.
Of course.
The first nominee, Kenny's Bruschettes.
Just off camera, did you try some of this?
I'm going to break my teeth.
Fez.
The second nominee, Kenny's spag bowl.
Yeah, it looks clunked up together.
We'll all describe it on three, yeah?
One word that we just think in our heads right now, yeah? Three, two, one.
Basic.
Oh, we have to go by the nominees. We can't pick anything else.
No, you can if you want.
Okay.
And finally, it's Kenny's Tira Madness.
Not too much,
she's trying to kill them.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. It would have been nice to have some tiramisu with this powder. Are these the options for that
one? That's the joke.
So vote on the back and then put them in here, yeah?
Vote on the back. So if you can write maybe your names on the top, just write your names.
If you want it to be an anonymous one,
then you can do it, but it's up to you.
I don't mind.
I'll just put it in the back? Okay.
Yep. So this will be in the middle. I'll be back in like 5 minutes. I'm going to just start prepping. Is that okay with you guys? And maybe you can just reminisce.
It's his last dish of the night and the final dish of the series. So let's see if Chunks can blow the boys away with his sticky toffee pudding. To complete the dish, he pours his melted toffee over his sponge cakes, adds vanilla ice cream, then adds another drizzle of warm toffee.
All right, that's my... Deposited. I like this game, I have to say. It's very creative. Well, I mean, it's an award show, but...
And here it is. Chunks' sticky toffee pudding.
Here we go. Have you guys got spoons?
No, we don't. We don't have no spoons.
Esty, wow. Can you bring the spoons, please?
This. Chunks has brought out the desserts, but there is no spoons there. Probably because the cats were walking all over them, but he should have prepared that a little bit better. Again, you have to be tricky with this because it is a 5-star restaurant.
Is it warm?
What are you noting down?
Yeah, what can you possibly be noting down now? Oh, no spoons. Surely
you should have been prepared with spoons, to be fair.
No, it's quite. We had a long time to prepare. I'm not going to suddenly be all nicey-nice just because I had a nice meal. Right. Would you expect to see that 5-star restaurant? Definitely not. But I'm still looking forward to giving the dessert a try.
No, it's good. Wow. It's your favourite dessert, isn't it?
Ever.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Fair play.
Oh, mate, let me tell you, that dessert, I started to get sleepy after I had it. It was so well made. I thought he just made the sauce or like, but he made the main part, the cake. All that just confirmed that he can really cook, and I really enjoy these meals.
How do you make the sauce, the toffee sauce?
What you want to do is, it's very simple, you know, I thought it was much easier than you expected. All you have to do is add butter, sugar, double cream, vanilla extract, a little bit pinch of salt.
Very, very nice. Now, I don't usually eat sticky toffee pudding, but I can appreciate greatness, and that tasted good to me. I ate every single drop of it.
I don't usually ever order sticky toffee pudding. And so this right here is phenomenal.
I'm going to come back with the results of the thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Oh, the dessert was amazing. I'm not a big dessert guy, like I've been saying nonstop during the season, but the dessert was amazing. I loved it. I mean, everything was cooked to perfection. The cake was amazing. The toffee sauce was amazing. I mean, it's another one where I felt like I had it from a restaurant.
It was great. I'm not going to lie to you. He's absolutely smashed it with the food.
It's time for Chunks' final entertainment. The moment we've all been waiting for. It's the award show results.
You know, I never used to win awards in my life, and I hope that I win one today.
So guys, you're probably thinking, who won what? So we're going to start off with a very wholesome one, which is the most improved. We've had a great 5 nights.
Yes.
And today the nominees, of course, are Nico, Sharky, Kenny, and AJ. Could we have a drum roll, please? The winner of Beta Squad Most Improved goes to Sharky! And Sharky actually won with an astounding 4 votes.
Oh my gosh. No, he's finished.
Wait a minute.
I won the Most Improved. The whopping 4 votes. Voted by 4 of us, including me. I didn't think I'd get 4 votes, so I kind of boosted my chances by voting for myself. But I changed my handwriting for that, so they didn't think it was me. And then everyone else ended up voting for me anyway, so thank you, everyone. I think that's amazing. Even if I don't win this series, the fact that I won Most Improved means lots to me.
Sharky, can you just give us a speech and tell us what you think?
This is actually amazing. This is going to be, it's going to sit right nice in my house, my mental peace. I appreciate you guys for voting for me. I think improvement is something we should all strive for in life in every element. And if you feel like you've improved, vote for yourself, just in case. Thank you very much, everyone.
Round of applause.
Thank you. 4 votes is crazy. 4 votes.
We're going to move on to Beta Squad, best song. Now, this is probably my favorite category because we've had a great collection of songs. Guys, can we get a drum roll, please? Now, the winner of Beta Squad, best song goes to... It is a tie.
Oh.
Because we had two votes on Nico's night, which is this one's going over there. But we also had two votes for AJ's song, which was I See a Lion. I See a Hedgehog. I See a Lion. And for that reason, when it goes to deadlock, I then come in and chime in and actually give a vote. And I was crying in there by myself because it was such a difficult decision. SD, I had to wipe my tears. Sorry, guys. Another drum roll. Nico is the winner of Beta Squad Best Song with
Kiss Nanako.
I really enjoyed it. So Nico, well done. Please give us a speech and let us know how you're feeling.
I always dreamed of winning this award, to be honest with you. I personally didn't even vote for this song, but I'm very happy to have won the award, and I'm so grateful. ST, could you come over here, please? I just want to thank ST because I wouldn't have been able to win it without him.
Yeah, no, of course, ST is very important. And he obviously took the long route as well.
So, ST, I just want to say thank you so much.
No problem, it's been a pleasure.
And I guess the best thing to do is me and you just pose with the award real quick now. Thank you.
When I really think about it, the song that we sung the most was Nico's song, and we had a lot of fun with that song. So that's a fair vote.
We're going to move on to the penultimate award of the day, which obviously is the worst meal. Now, I think this is tongue-in-cheek because this is obviously playful. We're all friends at the end of the day. We had a great week. Kenny, of course, I feel like you would agree with me when you say that. As the time kind of went on, you thought, you know what, I could have done better.
Yes, 100%. I could have done, yeah.
Guys, can we get a drama, please? Because the winner of Beta Squad West Milk goes there. Tira Madness is Kenny!
Tira Madness.
Hey, how many votes did Tira Madness get?
Hey, we got three. We need a speech from you, please.
Well done, man.
Yeah, I can't lie. I'm very happy, you know, I won something. You know, it's always nice to win something.
Yes!
Obviously, next year, next time we do this, I will be making sure that says the best improved. Okay.
He was both. Well, like, he was both.
I want that one.
I think they all teamed up and all agreed amongst each other that I was going to have the worst meal, which is it's just not fair, to be honest. I put a lot of heart and soul into my food. I had my auntie. I flew her in from Italy. And for them to disrespect me like that is war.
I didn't win an award. And I'm very salty, very sad.
Now you're probably thinking, what's this last award about?
Yeah, we're going to vote for another one.
Because you didn't vote for another one, but this was from me. I decided to get this one printed out, which obviously says, Beta Squad, I didn't win an award. That is obviously going to my boy, AJ! Now listen, we had to make sure you felt included.
No, I feel very included.
Yeah.
I got this award for because I didn't win one. Yeah. And sometimes you don't try. And you'll still win. So, got a trophy, and you're probably watching this. You don't have one yourself, so it's a win in the end.
Guys, please, round of applause for AJ.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
There we go.
I got an award for not getting an award. So that's like someone giving you the middle finger and then hitting you with another one right after that. It's not nice. And that will be affecting your score, Chunks. I'm so sorry.
Well, guys, that is the end of the meals. And obviously, I don't know what rating I have just yet. So please, if you can follow ST and he'll be telling you where exactly to vote. Please. I'm going to go and clean the kitchen.
Okay.
And you guys just enjoy.
Thank you. We have different people in our group, right? We have Kenny and myself, I say, who pretty much don't care what happens to this world. A meteor could land tomorrow and be like, what happens? Then you have Nico, who's more very competitive. Sharky, also very competitive. And then you have Chunks in his own little group, who's just a tryhard. And trying hard actually might get him the win today. So do I care about winning? I want to win for that cash prize, yes. But will I be a tryhard? Probably not.
Being completely honest now, right? How much would he crash out if you gave him once?
That would be the funniest thing in the world.
I genuinely believe Chunks would leave YouTube.
I have had an incredible night. I think the food was amazing. Like really, that main course was 10 out of 10. But what I'm really impressed with Chunks about was the effort which he put into the entertainment. Because this isn't stuff which usually comes naturally to Chunks, so it shows how much thought he's put into the evening.
I think it went very well. ST came clutch, helped me as well, just making sure that everything was good, but I'm just so tired right now, but I think it went very well. All the food, I made sure I just have a little taste before it went out. And for me, I genuinely don't think I could have done anything better. So if I don't win today, God didn't want me to win.
It's time to find out what the boys scored, Chunks, for their dining experience at Mondial.
The moment of truth, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last episode, the last vote.
I don't even know why we have 0 star. We should just not have this for Chunks. He's such a tryhard, he's going to get past that. 1 star, no, I think his starter alone will take him to 3, so please, let's just... Let's get over here now. Now we're going to start talking to the bad boys.
I don't want to win by being tactical. I want to win through fairness. So, I have got my number ready.
Do I give him a big number 5 in this series? Or do I give him a 4?
The score I'm going to give Chunks for his restaurant today is 4 stars.
I don't know. 5? I'm sorry. You didn't give me the best entertainment ever. You do not get a 5 from your Chunks, but I can give you a 4.5 because your food was just that good.
I had a great time, so I have my score for Chunks. I have to admit, it wasn't perfect.
Hold it there. We're not going to show you Nico and Kenny's scores, as you're going to find out the winner of this series at the same time as the boys. It's time to find out who won turning their house into a 5-star restaurant.
Here he is, our host of the evening.
This is...
It's a lot of money there.
It's a lot of money. 5,000 squidders. But, guys, just want to say before this happens, We've had a great week.
We have.
Honestly, this is probably one of my favourite series every time we film it. Anyway, we're going to get straight to this. As you can tell, I'm wallah, I'm out of it. Tired. How you doing, man?
Good.
My boy,
tired, guys.
Guys, we're going to start with 5th place and work our way up.
Here we go.
So, guys, in 5th place, with an average... of 1.6 stars.
Wow. There's no way.
We have... Kenny!
Wait.
Yes!
1.6.
I'm not last!
1.6? How is that even possible?
That's crazy though.
All right, everyone, own up. 0.5.
No.
No, it's average, it's average.
Oh,
it's average.
Okay.
It's not added, evil. It's
added. I thought you guys were giving like 0.5.
No,
it's average of everyone's scores.
But anyway, we'll move on. In 4th place with 3.4 stars, it is... AJ!
3.4?
That's
harsh.
3.4.
That's harsh.
Interesting.
Happens.
Oh my gosh.
Well, 3.4 is above the halfway mark.
So, in 3rd place, with an average of 3.5 stars, is Nico.
I got 3.5. Oh, no, I got shaked. I got absolutely shaked. I got... You guys have the decorum and the grace of absolute rap. I got shaked.
Wait.
I got shaked.
And that means in 1st place... with a whopping 4.6 stars.
Allah.
Someone, you know, a kind. Is me.
Well done.
Congratulations.
2nd place, we have Sharky with a 3.6 star.
What?
I'll take
Which
it.
Which is
I'll
a
take
mad
second.
Improvement.
What? Yes.
So there we have it. Chunks won with an astonishing average of 4.6 out of 5 stars. And that's because Nico gave him a 4.9.
I have to admit, it wasn't perfect. But it was damn close. So I'm going to be giving him a 4.9.
And Kenny gave Chunks 5 stars.
What I'm going to pick for Chunks' restaurant, I'm going to have to do it. It's a 5-star. That was so good. 5-star. Well done, Chunks.
This has made Chunks the season winner of turning a house to a 5-star restaurant. What a season it's been. There's been great food.
And you made this, Dad?
Wallahi billahi, mate.
But this is what it's about. Perfect.
There's been disgusting food.
The chicken, I ate it just because I wanted to get rid of the taste of the chocolates I've been eating.
Mostly there's been outrageously horrendous food.
Little, small, auntie.
Until next time, here's the closing words from the boys.
Speech.
I feel very happy winning this, but I couldn't have done this without my boy ST. So for that reason, ST, I'll be giving you half of this money, man.
Oh, thank you, man. That's special.
Thank you so much.
ST, man. Oh, that's big, man.
My boy, I got you.
Thank you so much.
I got you, man. I feel warm inside, I'll be honest. I'm very happy. I feel warm.
ST, any final words?
Play the trailer.
Today on VaynesCon, we are doing an All-American Road Trip!
I'm in and I'm riding the first lane.
Yes!
Never want to punch a blade all the way up.
Yes, you.
Well, Zeke, are you fighting me right now?
I knocked him out. I just knocked him out.
Santa Claus!
Santa!
Santa! Santa!
Astaghfirullah, what am I doing? Santa Claus. He doesn't exist.
Congratulations!
What are you, Middle Eastern?
Yeah, Middle Eastern Portuguese.
Oh, yeah.